Number 81, The Purpose of Redemption, from Meditations on the Epistles of John by Samuel Frelick. Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. Mark 10 verses 29 through 30. Therefore, with respect to Christ, the gospel and faith, it is not merely a matter of a fanciful imputed righteousness, as one fixes pillows and bolsters for people upon which they may comfortably sleep and dream of blessedness while they remain in sin and unrighteousness, but in the following of Christ a positive, active, real righteousness of one's life and walk according to the law of the Spirit is required in order that he may once, in the resurrection of the just, recognize and acknowledge us according to the rule given in 1 Peter 2, verses 1 through 5, wherefore laying aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, if so be, ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming, as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. To this end, it is necessary that we meditate day and night upon the law of God, Psalm 1, and study His good and acceptable will, Romans 12, verse 2 below, not as learned carnal men, but so as to live according to it, without deviation, and to think continually of whatever things are honest, just, true, pure, and lovely, Philippians 4, verse 8. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And then, when the heat of affliction comes over us for righteousness' sake, we shall still be unafraid and shall not faint, for we are planted by the brooks of the water of life,